Okay, welcome to Tuesday Lightline, everyone. This is February 13th on a Tuesday, and we do have a packed Lightline today. We have a couple of websites for those listening or reading a transcript, just to be familiar with Lightlines, and those would be forum.serrera.org, which is kind of the original forum website for these Lightlines. You can join there, and for information dedicated just to Lightlines, you can go to fatherslightline.com, where you'll have all the audio postings and any transcripts that get made. Also, the forum today was updated as far as categories go. When I say the forum, this is the Serrera site. The categories were organized, and I want to point out a new area in Threads for New Transmissions where we have an area dedicated to the growth of new transmitters and learning to transmit and how to grow your own capacity to do that. So check it out at forum.serrera.org. And we give a quick prayer all the way up to Father for a clean and clear and secure light line. And I'm sure we all offer our prayers to many ongoing situations in the world. And we are thankful for what we have and all that's still good in the world. Okay. Do we have an MC today? Hello, everyone. I am Arthur. There is no MC, but I'm here, and I will act as one anyway. Let's take a moment for me to continue transmitting. We are establishing new circuits, but I am Arthur, and the circuit gets well oiled as a transmitter continues. This is not a flow of consciousness, as the literary styles might indicate to the casual observer. And so today, we started out this transmitter in the morning, as sometimes happens. The keyword for today is capacity. The lesson on capacity will be weaved into the previous announcements prior to this recording, but also as a standalone in regards to the lesson. In other words, the lesson is separate from the subject of transmitting, yet applicable fully to the initiative of building transmitter capacity. All right, welcome, Arthur. We begin. I am Arthur, and we will read from the notes and then listen to more ad hoc transmission in the meantime. Capacity is, within a spectrum of the word, both pertaining to the individual, your individual capacity, but also organizational. Those are the two pillars we will use. Other terms could apply, but we use the word individual and organizational. Individual capacity has its spectrum, you could say, if you imagine a line from left to right or right to left, but an arrow or a line with two arrows. A ray is a line starting from a dot and going in a direction with an arrow. But we're doing a line with two arrows on it. And so this line is, you could say, infinite. And therefore contains a spectrum. I'm able to pontificate on these things because I'm from hyperinfinity, and to me, infinity still entails what you could describe as a closed system or an open loop. Anyway, an individual capacity stems from your genes, your DNA, on one end of the spectrum, and then your evolution on the other direction. And this evolution could be your depend on your environment, your decisions, and what we collectively are describing the course of life to entail all other aspects. So your individual capacity could be innate, for example, your talents. It could be what you develop, and those are things where you become highly skilled at something when you, for example, put 10,000 hours into it. And then your course of life are examples in many cultures of things like fate or determinism or investment of time and effort or resources, or even course of life events that happen from what feels like angelic impulse or angelic influence. So that's one coverage of the individual capacity. The organizational capacity is what I, Arthur, or often talk to you about, which is governance. The organizational capacity goes one way or the other depending on how it is governed. So capacity has a much different role to play organizationally in that it is the rules of organization. In natural law, this is a lot like the elements. Without governance, the course of things run like nature. In other words, water flows where it is least resisted. And naturally, you can think of what the other elements do likewise. But it is also, when we talk about capacity relative to when you talk about governing and rules of organization, related to the electrical or the electrical engineering of things. You have words like capacitator. So what unifies these things of individual capacity and organizational capacity is that they are by design. That they tend to multiply, and not only multiply, but that they are complex. And you could define the complexity as nonlinear. Therefore, it's not just simple multiplication, but typically exponential and nonlinear. So you have things in your vernacular, in your language, that you have the capacity for things, you have the capacity to things. You have words like incapacitate and so on. For the individual, or rather we backtrack, this capacity then will flow into channels. For the individual, these channels are that you must work. You must work. And you must work to achieve. In the organizational reference, you must build the capacity to cross generation, to have your gains of civilization, your civilizational achievements need to be sustained by crossing and transferring to from one generation to the next. And this is synonymous in many respects with what we call education. But the education is really the system of, or entails the part of the governance and the rules of organization that entails the cross-generational sustainment of your civilization's gains, and that it teaches in many channels the individual capability of work and achievement. So that concludes the end of the notes, and now we're into ad hoc transmission. And before we do that, we check into the dashboard and welcome our additional participants in today's Lightline. Welcome Lena, welcome Ben, and welcome Robert. So, how this relates is that we have a new chapter in our forum. The forum will now begin to build the capacity of new transmitters, something we've alluded to and encouraged for quite some time without that much organization around it. We anticipate some new results based on the latest efforts. We propose the following, that Thursday will not hold a Lightline until necessary or it gets filled. So until then, we will have a forum, a workshop, or a method whereby you know the teachings are told, how those who know are destined to teach those on the lower rung of the ladder who have yet to achieve the rung of the ladder or step that you are on. It's not a hierarchical thing, unless you look at it in terms of achievement. And so the achievement of one is not to lord it over the other for advantage, but to bear the responsibility of teaching and sharing the knowledge and wisdom for those who have yet to attain the ability to achieve where you have attained and achieved. In that respect, other transmitters who are recognized as such are encouraged to join Tuesday on these channels with these. In other words, it's like a light line, except we won't be holding a light line. We'll be holding a forum for those interested in learning about transmitting or asking questions about it, whether you possibly are interested in learning about it or not. We'll see how that goes. And then on Friday, those who are sincerely interested in transmitting can work with others to apply and practice transmitting. So to recap, Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and then at Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, these same channels of Lightline production will be open. But for the purpose of not holding Lightlines per se, but on Thursday, having a working group per se of the topic of transmission, how to learn and how to grow as a transmitter. Or ask questions about it if you haven't even taken that steps but would like to know more about it. Many examples abound. For example, what is the difference between channel and transmitting? What is the voice of God? Best practices, what it is and what it isn't. And then on Friday, the applied attempt to transmit by those who would like to attempt and grow into the ability. And there you will be advised by those with experience doing so. More details will follow on the forum at Serrera.org. Those who participate on these calls as guests are quite welcome to continue attending, but your attendance is not required as part of the missions or Lightline schedule. It is specific to transmission, and so it's building your individual capacity to transmit, and it's building the organizational capacity of the organizational need to have more transmitters, to have more flavors of people who add their own unique blend of personality, life experience, vocabulary, knowledge, skill sets, etc., for the voice of God to be used, that other personalities on the spirit side in service to God as well can communicate what they need on behalf of the Father to us and you. Well, that concludes that topic. we now flow into a different topic. Arthur, go ahead. Yes. I am MC. I would like to introduce Majorensen. Majorensen. Thank you. I'm here, everyone. I am Majorensen. I'm here with Michael, Michael of Nebadon. We have a stern lecture, not, but we say this. The Magisterial Foundation has its place. The initiatives of missions we have declared, such as the broadcast of electrical energy, power transmission, a utility, is patented. It is owned. It is patented under a legal method in the United States Patent Office. It has passed enough of the muster to be approved. It is also owned legally by an entity registered in the United States legally. It exists as an entity. This patent is the property under that system of organization of the Magisterial Foundation. The divinity and deity of our personalities sees it fit to work within that framework thus far. Where we draw the line is that we announce ourselves and we are so. And this does not give license for those of you little children on your rancher to take our names and organize yourselves outside of our guidance in our name. You have the ability to organize under a tutelage of deity. The divine voice is to be taught for those who can, and for those who can hear, let them hear, but do not assume our personage. For your gain. Do not confuse the flock. Heed my call. MY space CALL. Heed my call. I spell that out because those who know between the lines know that the sounds of my word just invoked Michael, and he is Michael of Nebadon, your Lord, my brother. My executive who I work with in this area of your creation you originate in, and that we are working with and for you to amend. Without calling out any individuals specifically, the guidelines are as follows. You must originate your own content if you seek to minister. You cannot minister by repurposing our ministry, our transmission. You cannot repurpose the voice of God for your well-wishing fundraising. And your organization that mirrors our organizational capacity to deliver the goods. This area of organizational forumhood, you could say, knows its materials a little too well to cooperate with your designs. I am in Jorgensen, and I have spoken. I am an abonal son from paradise. I am here with other abonal sons, specifically a co-magisterial son, Serrera. I simply sum up my message by restating that the spelling of my name is dedicated in full on this sanctioned forum, but also others who correctly have standardized the name. Similarly, goes forth with Serrera, and similarly and especially goes forth with a Michael of Nebadon, and that when you see Jesus, you will know. I don't mean to speak for you, Michael, or Jesus. But we share the initiative. I am Majoran, and I have Majoranson, and I have spoken. Good day. Thank you, Majoranson. Back to you, Arthur, MC. Indeed, I am MC. I tried to not be, but I can be. It's a hot potato, MC duties. MC duties dictate that I check the playlist. First, we will check the podium from our side. And then, as protocol, we will go to other transmitters. Namely you, Mr. 2709. So wake up, clear your throat, and prepare yourself. In the meantime, we ask, is there any other speakers? And we're looking at you, Michael of Nebadon. Indeed, you are, Arthur. Welcome, everyone. I am Michael of Nebadon. There is no shortage of not just emergencies on your rancha, but also in Nebadon. What we have is planetary insurrection going on, system-wide rebellion that merits the initiative quarantine. I, as sovereign, have a unique ability to adjust how this quarantine goes, and that I will continue with these light lines and this building of capacity in my children, in their need to not only hear the voice of God and train that voice with their wills, in that they are cooperative with it, or at least willing to be able to hear its guidance, or be willing to listen to what I or the Father might have to say. All other bets are off in terms of planetary government and its ability to host the comings and goings of typical traffic of a planet open in its circuitry. Namely, that the last vestiges of those who are non-cooperative with my governance and with Paradise governance have set up shop here. They have done so for no small reason, because of my bestowal on this planet, and therefore they contest. You are to be in peace whenever you choose, and that is when you can always connect with me, but that you cannot always connect through me until there are at least two of you together to form my circuit. You can always be with me individually. In your individual capacities, you can be with me. But when you work through me, we must have a circuit for the capacity of my will to be done in league with the Father who I am in this universe of my creation. And therefore, I have a unique capacity to work with the universal Father, who is my Father as well, and endowed in you, my children, and who I foster to build your capacity for soul growth so that you can become true spirit citizens and continue living and know what it is to live in things like a master universe, in things like eternity, and graduate into destinies that are, shall we say, adventurous. And always will you have this adventure of achievement through things like mystery and attainment. In the meantime, we bring it back to the reality that these planets in this area are indeed in a state of emergency, and that your work is appreciated, and that the appearance visibly of us is not a hallelujah moment of fiat savior, but that the ability to work is finally being achieved, and that the gospel, if you will, is the ability to communicate the payoff that this work entails to those who would be unreceptive of it without knowing and being educated about what this all means. Thank you for listening. I am Michael, and I'm handing this back to you, Arthur. Thank you, Michael. Arthur, as MC, now turns to Ron. Ron, we're unmuting you. Ron, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
All right. I had to get awake first. Now, this. The truth of the matter is, Ron was just drifting along with what you were having to say, Arthur. This is Michael of Nevadon speaking to the group, which is a choice group today. I see that we have 20 callers, and that's so pleasing. Internet, very plentiful. Thank you, Michael. I'm trying to get myself into the groove. Go ahead if you can get to me. I can easily, Ron. You're always on my circuits. The truth of the matter is you're complaining the whole time you're sitting here because the left eye is almost blinded, and the aches and pains in your legs are moving up to your chest. You're saying, well, this is probably the final. And no, it's not. The body thinks so, but it's not. Let me say this, first of all, to Dominic. Dominic, you are doing superb work. I'm so pleased that we've got a transmitter of your quality. And thank you all to my board of directors, which have been working hard individually to get us ready to be operating in the public eye in the United States at the very least. The EU, to me, Ron Besser, is an important second United States. I would hope that they become more unified, but the problem with Russia right now is forcing the EU to take steps it normally would not as a peaceful nation. In any case, I'm so pleased that Lisa is here and is listening to the telephone call. And for others of you who are also making an effort to hear better, I am also pleased very much that we've got Dominic making organizational changes I either do not get to or I don't think of. One of the things I've done this morning is I've put up a new category, thanks to the inspiration of what Dominic has done in his changes. It is now dedicated to pre-particles, and I'm asking that if you have questions about pre-particles, to go to the new category and ask in that thread. Thank you. And now finally this. I'm speaking for Michael of Nevadon. I've never heard him come in to me this way before. It is easy to do for me, but I doubt that many of you can pick that up when you first learn to do voice transmissions of the voice of God. For reasons of state, I believe that a category is going to go up to teach transmission. I would like to remind every one of you, and please listen, tmarchive.org has 50 lessons on how to transmit. Simply add the word in the search, transmit, and you should pull most of the lessons up. They go back to 1992 and are as valid in 2024 as they were in 1992. Listen how individuals in group meetings in the home were asking how to do it. And you have about 15 teachers telling you how to do it. You will become quite good, at least at the philosophy of how to transmit. The practice can be done, thanks to Dominic, through this website. And now finally to you, Ron. You've got a left eye that's almost blinded out. You've got a right eye that's got blood strings hanging down. Your legs are in pain. You look at the outside. The sun is so bright you can't look. So, lie down when you're done here, and we will make amends. Now, to the rest of you who are not in this kind of condition, please let it be known that the Magisterial Foundation is going to be invited by the Senate of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in about 2 weeks to testify before the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania why the patent works, what it does, how much they can get out of it. You know what you can get out of it. We can broadcast electricity to your box in your house or apartment, all the electricity you ever want to use, for about $150 a year. I will make it available to the EU when we can make it available first in the United States. My home is located in Pennsylvania. That's on the Atlantic coast, or nearly so. And the problem that we've got in Pennsylvania is that there is what is called the Susquehanna River Valley. It goes from the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland to practically New York City. It's an old water system that developed about 54 million years ago and is highly industrialized and is one of the biggest population centers on this planet. I have asked that the possibility be described to the Commonwealth, since the Susquehanna Valley is mostly in Pennsylvania, to obtain the first plant to be able to electrify the Susquehanna Valley. In the 1930s, President Roosevelt allowed the TVA, which is the Tennessee Valley Authority, to electrify its valley. Ron is copying the idea and asking that the Susquehanna Valley, its SVA, be attempted first. That takes one plant to electrify everybody's use from New York City down to North Carolina. That's how big of a scope its radius is. For that reason, the Senate of Pennsylvania must adhere to the transmission qualities of magisterial sons and to the ability of the Lord Michael of Nebadon to speak. Ron says, oh no, don't put me in the middle of that. Too many Republicans believe in God, but tax him so hard he can't speak. That's Pennsylvania for you. However, let it be known that I insist, if I can make it, that I will testify with two incarnated Melchizedeks. I have said to Rayson, I can't possibly provide the technical details. The scientists on your ranch want to know about muons. It's too big of a story. I also wrote down that there is a new category on the discussion list that is for pre-particles alone. This morning, Dominic changed some of the means of the categories and their locations on the discussion forum. I'm all for it. I like what I see. But I've had added a category, Dominic. Please don't move that one around. It specifically is on the science of pre-particles. I have not posted nearly what I know. I have made sure that what I have posted is about electrons and muons, but I haven't spoken to neutrons and protons. Why is that important? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the hydrogen car has been a dream for, decades. I can do it easily. The only thing I have asked of the universe is, I have a patent written for the hydrogen car, but I have refused to apply for it because I've said to Rayson, at least, you put this car on the highway and 50% of them will be in the garage for repairs. I said, our highways get wet, icy, dirty, full of debris, and you cannot put the mechanism to generate hydrogen right over the surface of the highway. Now, I'm not going to tell you how, but please understand, I've asked it, that is the design, to be returned to the Master Force organizers and to revise it so that we can produce hydrogen under the hood rather than over the highway. That's all. If I survive, you will have a new patent, and that is for endless power for your car or truck. And finally, this. I'm being advised, as I speak to you, that the Father of all wishes to make a definitive statement as follows. I am the Universal Father. Please hear me. Ron has been fighting 24 to 48 hours of absolutely useless transmission fights to make sure that it is clear and clear channel. That is now available fully, as we are now going to ask him to remove his Sunday light line and make it available not only on just Sunday, but on Friday. The reason for that is, although France has its light line at 8 p.m. its time, we are going to ask that Ron hold a light line before noon New York time. Ron, how about 11? That is just fine. It's perfect for me. 11 a.m. Friday will be Ron's transmission. I believe, Dominic, you are taking Thursday morning as your transmission to define transmission. We consider it a tremendously important move, and we want to see it work well. You will do your work Thursday, Dominic. Ron will follow up at the back to share his expertise, because he is the preeminent transmitter on Urantia today. No one can outdo him. And finally, as your father, God's peace. I say that privately inside of each of you. God's peace. God's peace. Do not become alarmed when you hear buzzing sounds in your ears. That's us resetting the cells at the chakra, the crown chakra of your head. Everyone has them, and they are receptive to the frequency of God's voice, always were and always will be. The truth of the matter is, Dominic will teach you, and so will the old transmits, what transmission can do, what it's about, and how to get to it. Stop fighting it. Just do it. Once you have the instructions, look at tmarchive.org. It's at the top of your forum, the discussion forum. Click on it. Enter in the search, transmission, and click search. I bet you get 100 statements on how to do it. Those are the fine teachers of 30 years ago. They're still valid. Ron has saved every one of them. Now, to each of you. The teaching mission that began officially in 1992 ended its course in 2012. Its originality was near Australia, New Zealand. There was an original group there of about seven individuals, also comprising two Americans, who learned to transmit and sent it to the United States to a transmitter who is now on the Mansion Worlds. He picked it up, made sure it worked, and the first teaching mission transmission was made on October 4th, 1993. All other work preceding that was adjuster input only. For reasons of state, the entire matter of the teaching mission was skewed out of line when they insisted on Naperville. In 1993, Naperville was held far too early to exclaim how to transmit and other things they wanted to do. It wound up a shanty of what it should have been. The people of Indiana were chagrined. That was the group that supported it and started it. For reasons of state, Welmec was its group teacher. We're going to ask Welmec, now one without name and number and chief of the Trinity Embraced Ascender. I'm Welmec, Ron. We welcome you, Welmec, back to Indiana. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. The truth of the matter is it also went to York very much, and an individual you call the judge, who became a member of your board of directors of Starbridge. That is correct. He quit out of disgust. Why? I am not entirely sure he knows why. I let him go. I didn't mind. Thank you, Ron. That's good enough. The truth of the matter is the judge is still wondering why he quit today. That makes two of us. Finally, this, Ron. You are fully advised that the eyesight that you have today is going into dark. You're also advised that your legs are barely operable. And finally, this, you are advised by Welmec that Tarkus will return as Tarkus. And yes, just a minute. I have an emotional swell. I just got to put it back. Truthfully, Ron, thank you. I'm Tarkus. We're going to run a little over, Dominic, but we will return this to you when we're done. I am Tarkus, Ron. I am now a deity. And you wonder, how tall am I? Very tall, Ron. The last time we spoke as me, as a certified ascender of one without name and number, we and I had a good time. For reasons of state, please understand, everybody on Urantia, that I, Tarkus, have asked to be returned to my non-deity status, and for reasons of state, never want to serve as deity again, for the simple reason it cut me off from Ron. For those of you who do not know this transmitter, he is the first one to institute Saving the Grace of the Teaching Mission, over 7,000 transcriptions, all readable if you go to tmarchive.org. I think it's org, yes. It is also a link at the top of this discussion forum. It takes you to the search. Just add a search word and see what it brings up. And finally, Ron, you are going to win an article of elaboration. That is to inform you first. The entire matter of the Urantia missions is now finished. We have declared, not Tarkus, but the Universal Father, that the mission status on Urantia is turned off. We're sorry. Ron has prepared so much, it's all over the internet. But that doesn't diffuse or remove any of you from the responsibility to attend to your classes. We are now announcing the teaching mission is revived. Dominic chose to have a teaching unit on Thursday. I would suppose that's 2 p.m., Dominic. And for reasons of state, it is through this service, 2 p.m. on Thursday. If you want to learn how to transmit the voice of God, please attend. It has all the important ingredients available now. You've got hundreds of teaching mission transcripts addressing transmission. Go there. Enter the search word transmissions and see what you bring up. It's close to 100 transmits on how to do it. And finally, I want you, Ron, to know that the final days of blindness, pain, and searchless reasons to maintain WTP is over. Michael has declared Urantia, well, we have no designation for it, but it is so bad, we need to redo our idea of how to magnify correction. You're not going to have a mission. Scratch. You're not going to have a mission. End it. But you are retaining WTP, the light lines, and a new mode of transmission that makes it easier to do the voice of God that Dominic and you, Ron, will teach. You, Dominic, have a Thursday light line to do, to teach this. Please see to it at once. Ron, you have the Friday follow-up. See to it at once. Sunday continues. The other light lines continue. Elise, Lemuel, France, and anyone else I am not mentioning right now, which includes Renee and others. Certainly you, Lemuel. And finally, this to Clancy. You, my dear son, are so ill. You bleed almost every time you want to transmit. Stop worrying it. Learn. The entire matter of Clancy and his transmissions are revived. Enter the silence, Clancy, with your head bowed. Ask that you may revive the voice of God through you and hold your sessions well. It will be done. It will be done. To you, Renee Durant, you need to understand that you have sustained an injury again. You foolish man. Now listen, and listen well. You must revive the brainstem, and to do that, pray. Pray. We will let it alone for now, but ask Ron and talk to Ron if you wish. It's not required to find out details if you want them. But enough is known that you've caused a problem. Restate to your group not to let down, but to continue. And maybe use one of the new transmitters as your host. It's no shame, Renee. Help him out. And finally, to the rest of you on this board, which now has 20 subscribers at the moment. We are not making further annoyance by repeating information. Those of you who are annoyed may find yourself without any. And for those who are retransmitting, God bless you. It is a great help. And finally, to those old transmitters, Ron, you're one. Stay aboard. It will not revive your body, but your heart. Your body, Ron, is shot. And finally, this to all. The reorganization, not of the Magisterial Foundation, but of the transmissions, is about to take place. We use 2 p.m. on a weekday as the usual time. Ron wisely insisted upon it. Do not begin transmitting out of schedule. Yes, you can have an extra one out of schedule, but the originals must stay on this service at 2 p.m. on the weekday chosen. And I am likely to finish this with a small announcement. You, Ron, your left eye is almost blanked out. Your right eye can hardly look out with all the white snow. But we are going to leave one thing left to you, and that is to speak with Tarkus and his wonderful way of elucidating what is to happen, even if you have to leave. I look forward to it so much. Thank you for telling me. Now, this is Welmec, and you know that, Ron. Yes, and I should have said, and thank you, Welmec. Thank you. We are about to turn this back to you, Dominic, pick it up and close it as you usually do. But before you do, hear this. I am Michael Nebadon. Ron, this service has proven to be one of the best we have ever seen on any planet it has been instituted on. What it took was to set a schedule and to take the people who are willing to do the voice of God to speak on a regular schedule. It has reached about 375 people on Urantia and is growing exponentially. I am so sad to report the missions are not going to go. You, Ron, have made it sure that the people on Urantia at least have a place to listen to the idea. We are not going to use the Magisterial Foundation as an administrative center, but as another center to produce the sixth apocryphal revelation. That's not forgiven or forgotten. The last thing everybody one of you needs to know is that the Magisterial Foundation is now a divine inspiration owned by the Melchizedeks and seconded by Michael of Nebadon, the creator sovereign of God in your universe. The space area around Urantia is being modified slightly by Father. It will see to it that the riffraff are cut out, that the cabal is lost. How they are dealt with is up to the Ancients of Days for other universes, but not for Nebadon and its dominion. Urantia is an important signal to the dominion and not just to Nebadon. We flow this back now to you, Dominic, and thank you for allowing this transmission. Take it back, Dominic, and thank you all. Good day.
All right. Thank you, Ron, and everybody, Michael, Tarkus, etc. All right. It's 3:15, and I'd like to thank the rest who've attended, Charlotte and Renee, thank you for joining. As far as Thursday goes, it's like an open office. Consider it like open office hours with the dedicated subject of experienced transmitters teaching those either about it or how to do it. So everybody, there's like Elise, Renee, Lemuel, you're encouraged to be there, especially if on the occasion I'm not there. And everybody who attends, the specific subject will be on our individual capacity to transmit and the organizational capacity of building us as a unit of transmitters in service through Michael and the Father. Okay, so that'll be 2:00. There'll be more announcements on that later. And Arthur, thank you for emceeing. Thank you for the lesson. Thank you, Majorance and Serrera and Michael, for joining us. And thank you all. And before we go, Lemuel, if you're there, I just typically check in with you. I'm going to unmute you and just we'll see about your status for tomorrow. You're unmuted, Lemuel. I can hear you.
Yes, thank you, Dominic. And tomorrow at the same time, same place. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay.